Over the past 3 months, state lawmakers held a series of hearings around New Jersey to gather testimony from storm survivors and assess the recovery effort. At each event, Sandy victims spoke of battles with their insurance companies, getting inaccurate information, and spending hours filling out grant applications, only to be told their paperwork was later lost. Union Beach resident Simone Daneker told lawmakers she's trying to avoid foreclosure while waiting for aid money to repair her damaged home.
We're just, again, so caught up in the bureaucracy of red tape, and you get so many different advisors when you get on a phone call. Never once have I spoke to the same person, and you get pushed along and pushed along, and you don't understand what it's doing to homeowners mentally, physically, and emotionally.
The lawmakers have sought to help people resolve their problems and get answers to their questions, but the Christie administration officials most responsible for the recovery effort didn't attend the first hearing held in Atlantic City.
We invited Mark Ferzen, the governor's Sandy czar, to be here today. He has not indicated a willingness to come.
Ferzen and Department of Community Affairs Commissioner Richard Constable were invited to another hearing in Trenton the following month.
And both have again declined to attend, which I find to be very disturbing.
And yet another hearing 2 weeks ago in Toms River.
And this is the third time that we've been refused their presence.
Constable's department is in charge of distributing billions of dollars of federal Sandy aid. And Mark Ferzen was appointed by Governor Christie last November to head the governor's Office of Recovery and Rebuilding, which oversees the entire recovery process. So far, he's only made one public appearance. Afterwards, he told reporters he'd make himself more accessible in the future.
I mean, certainly, you know, the governor has been out, and he's a great advocate, and the departments have been out, commissioners and leadership. So there has been visibility what we're doing, and, you know, we're going to do more of that.
Ferzen said he'd be open to a sit-down interview, but 6 months after that promise, he has yet to follow through or make another public appearance. Governor Christie told the Asbury Park Press recently that Ferzen's job is to work behind the scenes rather than serving as a public face of the administration. And he said the reason he hasn't sent administration officials to testify at any of the Sandy hearings is because he felt they were being run by Democrats, simply out to score political points.
It's skewed. You know why it's skewed? Can't get the administration to come.
Senator Bob Smith is chair of the Senate Environment and Energy Committee, which helped organize the Sandy hearings. He says lawmakers play an important role in providing oversight for the Sandy recovery.
You know, this is a sensitive time in New Jersey because everybody's running for re-election, governor, the entire legislature. So maybe this is a defensive move to not have to deal with the questions. You know, I don't know what the reasons are, but I don't think it's in the best interest of New Jersey for us to be stonewalled. They need to come out and tell us what's really going on.
Smith and fellow lawmakers have mailed a list of questions to Commissioner Constable and filed an Open Public Records Act request seeking more information on a variety of Sandy recovery matters. After exhausting all other options, they're also now entertaining the thought of issuing subpoenas to compel Ferzen and Constable to testify in the future.